lies, society, truth, coverage, information, talking.
Each week, Gatrick Power plunges into the throttling sewer wasteland of modern politics to uncover the hidden kernels of truth no one wants you to see.
So you do admit to escaping the country with all of its mineral reserves in your briefcase?
Yes, I did.
This is the ugly truth on the underbelly of Aotearoa. This is the voice of the unheard. This is Politics Now!
Last Friday, the coalition government announced its budget for the fiscal year 2024, and it's confirmed to be a boy. Despite the media hounding Finance Minister Nicola Willis for a gender reveal for months, the minister stayed strong and refused to reveal any details about the fiduciary child. Though the child is not premature, it is severely underweight, coming in at $3.2 billion, unlike last year's budget baby girl, who came in around $4.8 billion. Typically, the budget baby only has two parents, these being the Finance Minister and the Prime Minister. This makes the new 2024-2025 fiscal firstborn an anomaly, given he has three dads and a mum. Soggy, softy, lefty, loony commentators are applauding the government for taking an unconventional approach to parenting.
What the coalition leaders are, like doing co-parenting this budget baby boy, is like really progressive. Like, honestly, slay.
For a couple of Pakeha Tane to be co-parenting at this stage in their lives is pretty incredible. It shows you just how forward-thinking the Aotearoa government can be.
Yeah, I think it's super-duper important in today's society space that we have people in the power space like Winston and Luxon who are really thought leaders and are holding so much space for others. Space.
Child psychologist and talking head Professor Lisa Hatred says while the new co-parenting arrangement is innovative, she warns about the very real possibility of all three fathers abandoning the budget baby and leaving Nicola Willis to raise the child alone. Professor Hatred said, quote,
"It wouldn't be surprising given how much the coalition leaders love to hate single mothers."
While early reports of parenting behaviour from the three fathers indicate they aren't abandoning the child, they are doing a rather piss-poor job of raising it. Sources close to the coalition's inner circle report that Winston Peters is teaching the child to smoke. There are additional reports from the same source that David Seymour is lecturing the budget baby on trickle-down economics, while Prime Minister Christopher Luxon is reportedly forcing the bullion newborn to polish his bald dome. What does this all mean for the economy of the country or the personal life of those who live in it? I have no idea. Next time on Politics Now, are we doomed? Tune in next Monday to find out.